your last name, because I had Kowalski there. It's like, oh my god.
That's so weird.
Count to 10, how you're going to talk.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2,
you can only
3,
count to
4, 5. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay.
Shut up, man. 1,
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Ooh, you might need to project.
Okay,
Mama D.
I can move closer. I can move closer to McLaren.
Ew, no, you can't.
That's okay.
Should I go again?
Yeah, try it one more time.
I'll sit like this, too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Come here.
Sound good?
Yep. So we're just going to start here. I'm going to have a timer. You're not going to hear the theme, so I'm just going to edit that in.
Perfect.
Cool. Just be careful on that chair.
Oh, but squeaky.
That's not too.
Squeaker. Squeaker.
Big boys don't cry.
Tomorrow afternoon, Gabe, will you help me with the haircut for this dog?
Is squeaker.
I'm leaving that in. All right, table talk with Rookie's family, ready to roll. Yeah, the greatest unlicensed music theme of all time for the opening close. It is table talk with Rookie's family. It is November 21st.
Say, I've got no idea.
First day of fall.
You don't know what day
it
is?
No, I think that was last month.
Oh, yeah, I was like, that's so late.
But the 21st of any month, that's always when the seasons change. Like the 20th, 21st. So every month I just assume it's the first day of whatever season we're in.
We are all gathered together, all six of us. It is, we are sitting in our living room, just like the old days prior to the studio. A festive day. It's Thanksgiving week. The Vikings. This is spoiler alert, if you didn't know about the Vikings, they won. Finley's all over the microphone. So if you hear any weird stuff, that's okay.
I think you do.
It's not a big deal. We'll remove him.
As he's literally rubbing up against the microphone.
Yeah.
And a table.
I've done that too once or twice. But everybody's present here, so we're...
all six in
we
person.
We just picked up Matthew from the airport about 20 minutes ago.
No kidding.
Yep.
How was your conference, Matthew?
It was good. I left Boston on like the 9th or 10th of November, so I've been on the road since then. I did San Diego for a few days. San Diego is a absolutely beautiful city.
Told you.
It's like the weather there doesn't, it's like it doesn't move.
It's the best.
There's no wind, there's not a cloud in the sky, and it's 75 degrees the entire time.
Why aren't we living there?
There's no wind. Ever.
It is the only place I've ever traveled to where I went, I can actually live
it's
here.
Beautiful. And then that
you've
main
always said
street,
that.
Fifth Street, which is kind of one of the main drags, it's all bars and restaurants. And then for, like, after I don't know what time, they just block it off from cars, so the whole thing's just a walkable space. It was very fun. That was a big real estate conference of like 11 or 12,000 people.
Oh, wow.
So that was
huge.
Big at the San Diego Convention Center. They had Keith Urban playing one night.
Yeah, that's
so cool.
Yeah. It was the homes.com/homesnap/co-star party that they threw. Had Keith Urban at it.
Was Nicole Kidman there?
I don't know. Is he married to her?
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
But, but I would have,
yeah.
Had
he
I been there, I would have
her.
Kept looking for her.
Yeah.
Like, is Nicole
I'm
here? Is
in
Nicole?
Her. Yeah.
Great, Keith, no. You can sing, but where's Nicole?
Yeah, right.
I did not manage to get tickets to the Keith Urban party, but it was just on the street, and so you could just stand next to the stage and watch. But they had the whole street blocked off for it. They had like six blocks blocked off for this concert downtown.
Jeez.
And every restaurant on the streets was open bar and free food for anyone at the parties.
What?
They spent millions on this.
Wow.
So many millions on this party.
Who spent the millions?
A guy named Andy Florence. He runs CoStar, which is anybody in commercial real estate uses CoStar. It's like the Zillow of real estate, or
okay.
commercial real estate.
Okay.
Okay.
It was also his wife's birthday, and apparently she loves Keith Urban.
What a nice man. Next question was, is he single?
And no. He's also 54 years old. So.
Can I have Bruce Springsteen as a birthday man?
My next line was, I'm 53. I'm 52. When I turn 53,
yes.
could I have Bruce Springsteen for my wife's yes. next birthday?
Yes. Could
you
imagine?
When she turns 27.
Okay, so who would you want to play at your birthday?
Madonna, for sure.
Oh, that's
really? No.
No, I'm kidding. Oh, I just knew.
Cute.
I just knew I would get that face.
Have you
I'll,
seen
like,
her?
Come back to me, because I'm not sure.
I got mine right away.
Who?
The Biebs.
I knew you were going to say
the
him.
The Biebs is coming.
Really?
Did you ever get to go? You never got to go to that concert.
I'm going to the Biebs in May.
Okay.
Here,
Justin Bieber is your...
Love the Biebs.
I love Bieber.
All right.
Yep.
Gabriel? I have no idea. I have the thing.
Why do you listen to so much music?
But I have like so many different genres that I like that it's like I don't really have a favorite person. It's just kind of whatever I'm feeling.
Travis Scott.
That's fair.
No, I do not like him, actually.
Right. Oh, this is really hard. It would either be Luke Bryan or Adele. Like, I really can't.
Oh,
but also
okay.
Sam Smith. It'd be one of those three.
It's not
going to
be very fun.
I was going to say, Adele would be like a nice
Okay, but you guys, I love Adele's music.
Luke Bryan for you because
yeah.
he says
he would have a fun party. Yes. Adele,
yeah.
love
oh,
the music.
Oh, wait, I forgot that it's for a party. It's not like me just listening.
No.
Yeah.
Okay,
love
then,
Adele,
yeah.
but not a fun
I
party.
Would do Luke Bryan because, oh, I love
you would do Lizzo.
Oh,
I do love Lizzo.
Shoot.
Well,
Lizzo
doesn't have that many songs.
Not that many, but it'd be a fun party.
No, Luke Bryan's just a great man.
Yeah.
Like, I know him.
I already said mine.
Yeah,
Bruce
Springsteen. Yeah.
Oh,
I would
Lord.
Say Kanye West or Justin Bieber.
Kanye
would be sick.
It'd be a weird
he has
party,
such,
though.
He has so many
he's
hits.
So weird.
Weird.
He's now he's legally changed his name now to Ye.
Yeah, I did see
so
that.
Weird.
God, he's so messed up.
All right, I've got mine. Mine would be... okay, I have to choose. It's 50-50. Bob Seger versus Billy Joel.
Really?
Billy
okay.
Joel.
They're both fun choices.
It would really...
What? Looks like someone put a cigarette out on your arm.
I think I have a little psoriasis going here.
Oh,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Well,
I got very distracted.
Just out of the
Bob
blue.
Seger.
No, it's okay.
What
remember
is,
Breakfast
what
Club?
The Silver Bullet Band.
No idea what that is.
Night Moves. Night Moves.
That song is
it's Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Okay.
I will say that Mom and I had never seen Bob Seger, and a couple of years ago, we had the option of seeing him, and I surprised her with tickets. I said, this is one that's on the list.
Bob Seger.
And we went, and it was a risky business. Dun, dun. Just take that old time of rock
yeah,
and roll.
That's like
Night
the only
moves.
Song I know from
yeah.
him then.
Yeah.
Night Moves
I
is great.
I don't know. I, you're the first person I've ever heard say you don't like
Night Moves. Is a garbage song. Not
no!
One of my least favorite songs
Vogue
ever.
Last night in the middle of thunder.
Stupid Manic Monday song.
Just
oh,
another
Manic.
That one
Prince
I want to.
Wait.
Prince wrote
I don't
that.
Care who wrote it. I don't care who sings it. I hate that song with a passion.
I thought it was Magic Monday until literally like recently.
Oh, Manic Monday, and they're just—they're
like
just so—they're like, I don't want to go to work on Monday. And
I hate the word manic.
The Bangles, the Bangles sang it. Prince wrote it. Prince kicks ass.
I don't like.
Oh wait, stop! If he was alive,
Prince. Prince would be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we all agree.
I don't know.
Really?
That'd be a fun party for sure. If you're paying him enough money, it'd be fun.
If you
yeah,
have...
If you pay him and say you have to finish the song that you start...
Okay.
Well,
because that's not fun.
He gets off track. He would get off
the
track.
The chorus, and then all of a sudden he's singing the other song, and it's like, well, you didn't finish
yeah.
the song.
Like it's a montage into another,
yeah.
and...
I did not like that.
All right. Who's left?
Mids.
Yeah, just Gabe.
I still have no
top
idea.
10. Who's in your top 10?
Would you do a rapper or would you
That's
do...
That's why I can't... Pink Floyd, I listen...
Pink
to
Floyd?
A,
oh, my
Gabe,
God.
That's a wild
so
card.
Vibes.
Don't worry, we'll edit all this
Astro
out.
Astro World?
No. Okay, a rapper, I feel like it'd just be so, like, annoying.
Yeah.
Because they just don't care. It's
no,
like
that's
they
true.
Party and they just,
what
like,
about,
destroy
like
things.
Like, a big DJ would be fun.
DJ Khaled.
No.
Yeah.
Because he bring his kid.
His child.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe.
Be like, what's up? No.
Like
hold my baby.
Like a Diplo or Martin Garrix or
Skrillex. I don't know what you just said.
But yeah, so it was funny because everyone at a lot of these conferences, we will, as a company, we will throw like small parties. So we threw one on Thursday night, and the Keith Urban one was on Friday night. But everyone throws parties, company sponsored ones. But when you say, "Hey, Keith Urban's at my playing at my party," yeah, it's sort of, it's like, all right, well.
Makes my little cocktail
like a joke. I'm gonna go to that
one. I have a guy with a banjo.
And free food and open bar. Yeah, sorry.
So they kind of blew everyone out of the water, but we'll see. San Diego is beautiful. Went to LA then for the Vikings game last weekend. So I've gotten to see two.
So bad.
That was my first in-person Vikings game in probably 10 years.
More than that.
Yeah.
Because what did we have tickets? 2000.
We quit.
Did we stop in 2000?
Yeah, we stopped.
I've never seen one at US Bank Stadium. I've seen other events, but I haven't been to Vikings game there. So
no.
I had a guy. He actually tweeted something like 2 days before we were going to San Diego, and said, "Is anyone going to be at this conference that is a Vikings fan?" And it was like 1 a.m. and I DM'd him right away.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes. And he lives in LA, so he has season tickets in like a VIP club section. So it was all free food and free drinks. And the stadium there is crazy. They spent $5 billion on it.
What?
How?
It's really cool. It's right next to the LAX. It's right next to the airport. So they had to build it down. They couldn't build a tall stadium.
Oh, because of the airport?
So it's all like underground, basically. So when you enter in, you're basically at the nosebleeds. And then it's a huge bowl.
That's so weird.
What about sound from the planes?
You don't hear it at all.
Okay.
No.
LA is so weird.
It's next to the airport, but it's also, I don't know. Like,
was that your first time being in LA?
Yeah, that was my first time in San Diego and LA. I didn't spend enough time there to see much.
Oh, it's the worst place I've ever been. I think they hype LA up like you're going to this immaculate, gorgeous place and it's full of all this money and it's rich people and actors and actresses, and you go there, it is like a dirty pile of garbage. The walk of shame. The walk of stars? What the heck is that? They make that seem like it is the best place ever. You go, it's on the sidewalks. No, it's so bad.
Do you know what you have to do with that? You have to pay for your own.
Oh, yeah, you have to buy your own star.
You have to buy your own star.
I thought it was like you go through this, like, you go and then you walk on all these stars and it's this pretty place and it's literally the sidewalk outside of, like, a arcade. And you're like, what?
But outside Man's Chinese Theater.
Yeah.
Well, right, where you have to put your hands in. But isn't that funny about perspective, though?
Yeah.
Throughout your whole life, you think Hollywood, the Hollywood sign, and Sunset Boulevard, and you're walking around, and then you go there, and you're like,
you can barely see it.
Literally, the Hollywood sign is like, so that's small.
I don't know. LA was, I didn't see enough of it to really have much of an opinion. We were there for the Vikings game, and we left, pretty much. It was a quick in and out.
Yeah.
But it was nice.
Then you went to Vegas.
Yes, and then we went to Las Vegas. I've been there since, I don't know, last Monday. One week.
When's the last...
Too long to be in Vegas.
Not that you've been home, but when's the last time you were at the place where you currently live?
In Minnesota?
No.
Oh, in Boston?
Yeah.
November 9th.
Jesus.
Okay.
This is home. This is home for you. That Boston stuff is all BS, and you gotta figure this out.
Did you guys get to have fun in Vegas at all? Did you do any gambling? Or
I did not gamble at all. I don't enjoy gambling. But everyone we were with, so we had 11 people from our team there, and Haley was there as well, which was fun. We didn't really like go out, like not we didn't go clubbing or anything. But two nights ago, like we went out to the strip, we had dinner, just lit up PF Chang's with some lettuce wraps. They were so good. Half our group had never been to PF Chang's.
So good. My stomach is actually growling.
We introduced them and they were like, I ordered, I was like, all right, everybody, like, we're getting lettuce wraps. We lettuce wraps for the whole table. And they're all like, lettuce wraps.
Ew,
like,
yeah. What?
And then everyone's like, you're not a lettuce wrap guy. I'm like, no, I am not.
I know
it.
What's going on at P.F. Chang's.
Once they came out, they're like, these are the best things we've ever eaten.
Yeah. Fire.
Yeah. Yeah. They were so good. And then Spacecrafting, who I used to work for as a drone pilot, they were at this conference as well. They didn't stay at the hotel that the conference is at, though. They rented an Airbnb, an 11-bedroom Airbnb, like, compound. And that
of course.
Was, I sent you guys
Mike, of course, would do that.
Oh, that was there?
Their Airbnb in the basement had a 2-lane bowling alley, like a billiards room, hot tubs inside, basketball court, shuffleboard.
So is Ariel going to have to fight them for that next year?
The side yard was all giant putting green and bocce ball, and there were like 3 hot tubs.
Mike doesn't go.
Tennis court. Yeah, Mike who owns it is that's like his specialty, is like finding something like that where it's just like the best entertainment
time
ever.
That's so cool.
So we got to go there whatever night that was, Friday night, I think. And then
I was wondering where that was.
Yeah, so very cool. I don't think we ended up going home until like we went back, but then we gambled for a while. I don't think we went to bed.
There were some late night snaps that were being sent.
4:30, I think. And wow. One of our employees had to leave for the airport at a 6:30 flight.
Oh, gosh. No way.
She went to bed a bit earlier, but we were all heading up at, like, 4:30, and she had to just be leaving for
the
airport.
Oh, my gosh. Yikes. Like,
yeah, because that's not that close to the airport.
No,
I mean, 20 minutes,
It's 20
probably.
Minutes or so, yeah.
Where was she? Did she have a long flight? Was she flying home?
Back to Texas, so not too
bad. Not too bad, okay.
But, yes, it's been a good lengthy trip. I'll definitely need to do some laundry here. This is the first time I've had a checked bag in a long time. But I had to bring so much for stuff to the conference that...
Well, also, you were gone for like half a month.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I don't get back to Boston until December, so...
Oh my gosh, so you're literally gone for a month.
Like November 30th, December 1st, yeah.
Good luck
Jeez.
With that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Is anyone checking on your apartment?
Jesus.
We got R. Kelly.
R. Kelly is staying at your apartment?
I told you about that.
Holy crap.
That's the doorman's name.
The doorman's?
You're kidding me.
I never told
no,
you.
No, I didn't know that.
So I hear you calling.
We have doormen that open the door for you, and we're moving in, and I'm meeting everyone. I'm like, what's your name? And he's like, I'm R. Kelly. And I instantly, I'm like, I must have misheard him.
Yeah.
No way is this man's name R. Kelly. And so the next day, I'm like, I remember, because I'm like, that's R. Kelly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, shoot, what was your name again? I'm like, sorry. And he's like, R. Kelly. I'm like, he's definitely saying R. Kelly. And then Brannick separately had met him, and he's like, is the doorman's name R. Kelly?
Maybe it's something like
what is it?
A-R-C.
Yeah, right.
Never crossed my mind.
Not R-Kelly.
And we're like, why doesn't he just go by R or Kelly?
Yeah. Anything but R.
Kelly.
Yeah.
So Brannick one day talked to him. And he was saying, yeah, I've been trying to get the building to get us name tags. Because everyone thinks that I'm like R.K.E.L.L.Y.
Yeah.
He is Latino, so it's A-R-Q-U-E-L-L-E.
It is.
It's
okay.
Like R. Kelly.
Okay.
Oh.
I feel better.
When you say it,
poor
R. Kelly.
And yeah, you don't want that name.
No.
Right.
I hear you
and
calling.
He was, like,
come, baby.
He understands, like, who R. Kelly is, and he was like feeling bad about that, telling people that his name is that.
People would be like, why are you saying that?
You're not getting a tip tonight.
Yeah,
he's
literally.
He's the nicest guy. He's hilarious. He said they wanted him to like start doing more, like more responsibility at the building, and he was like, nope, I got the easiest job in the world. I make $17 an hour to open the door. And he's
nice
like, I want nothing else.
Have more people started moving into your building?
Yes.
Like, have you noticed more people or not really?
Yeah, a bit. Not annoyingly.
Yeah.
I think they're leasing through, like, the 37th floor. And there's probably people in floors 1 through 25.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Jeez.
Good though.
That's insane. Unbelievable.
Indeed.
All right. Well, welcome to the. It's been the Matthew podcast for the first 15 minutes, just because he hasn't been on it for a while.
Yep.
So now we move over to Gabe.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he has.
Because Gabe has not been on.
I have not.
Podcast for a while. What's new in your life?
I was going to say.
Not a whole lot.
Got new glasses.
I did get new glasses.
Finally.
Yeah, I'm getting new ones again this week.
Wow.
And describe your hair situation. What's that? What's that been? That was, you have to have your hair cut for school. Because you're at a school there, they have stipulations for your hair.
Yep.
And it was getting a little bit long.
Do you guys have, you can't touch your ears, can't touch the collars?
Can't touch your ears, can't go past your eyebrow. Can't
well, not for the whole school. That's just for the military.
No.
Oh.
They can't be for the whole school because I see kids with long hair.
You're not supposed to have long hair. If you get caught by administrators, they'll tell you, but teachers don't really.
When I went there in 87, you could not, it could not touch your collar. It could not touch your ears. You had, and you could not have curls. It was.
You could have curls?
Yeah.
What?
Well, you could have curly hair. You could have curly
you
hair.
You're not allowed to have curly hair.
No, I'm sorry. Head. You could have curly hair, but within reason, it couldn't be like.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It was long on top. Yeah, it couldn't be. And that has changed a little bit. And. Especially in the military, you couldn't touch your ears, couldn't touch your collar.
Yep.
And Gabe,
Matthew would not be allowed in school.
No, my hair's really long right now.
Yeah, it is.
Long. I don't think it's ever been this long. Yep. Gabe, what else?
I have to leave.
What else? Well, not yet. I don't think so yet. That's my sweatshirt.
Gabe is going to work.
I have work again.
That's why I had to record early so we could get Gabe in on the action.
Mids is always at work.
Is work busy on Wild Game nights?
If they're here, but not really.
Okay.
But this is the start of our busy season, so eventually it will go.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is it not busy always the same?
Like, well, we are pretty busy, but I don't know. They sent up. This is
interesting.
I feel like it. Busier. That's like a sporting team, like a hockey team. You're going to Shamrocks. Like I feel like you're going to get a lot of teams.
That's true.
Like family teams.
We have lots of parties. That's the thing about Shamrocks is it's so big that they have 25 person parties in two rooms.
Yeah.
And then you have that in the full dining room.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You might hear Finley in the background going, Ashmaya.
Is Gabe the only one in the family that's ever... Oh, you worked at a restaurant.
I did.
That's right. Yeah, you did Blue Door.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, I like working at a restaurant.
Dad it's worked fun. At a restaurant.
Really?
Club Bar.
He was the cook. He had
to make
the
it was the... It's the one with the hotel doors on St. Clair... Or no, Randolph and Cleveland. Just by the sports barbers.
It used to be Bar Brigade, but I don't know.
Oh yeah, there's no hotel doors.
Yeah,
no one knows what that is.
They've redone the place, and it's
the place with the purple flowers above it.
Yes, yeah. It's not that anymore. But
yeah, but it happened.
So, what's your job these days?
Club bar.
It was a 3-2 bar.
Babysit. I do it all.
She worked last night. She was working hard last night, right?
You did. Were you working last night?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I don't think so. Trying to get home. Working on trying to get home.
Yeah, working on other things. My
stamina. Yes, before you leave, though, you had a great week, though, didn't you?
Yeah, tell us about
your
week.
What are you hinting at?
What did
you
do last night?
I'm just saying you had a good talk this week.
No.
Yes, and we're very proud of you, and that we're going to leave it at that. It was a school. It was at all.
Said not to talk about. We're
not going
to
go into it. But I'm just
at school about something, and it was a good talk. And I am not the person that likes to brag, but apparently
I know you're not.
I
like bragging about you when I get a great report, and I had many reports that you spoke in front of the school about something, and you knocked it out of the park, and. We're all really proud of you, and you can have some humble pie on that because that's very impressive. We don't have to go into what it was and all that other stuff, but it was very.
I could have never spoke in front of my school.
Mom would not have done that.
I would have been so sick it wouldn't have even been funny.
No, we didn't do senior speeches.
I think you guys do though.
No. Okay, we do.
That's the thing.
But
this girl's like, we don't do them. And then we're like, I had to do my senior speech.
We do.
Like, yes, you did.
No. We do a presentation, but it's only in front of... No, okay. It's only in front of the senior class. It's not all school.
On their service project.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just the
And you're with a group.
Class.
It's
well,
not
I wasn't.
Your personal.
And you guys were always second
personal.
Stork, right?
Uh-huh.
Everything was...
No,
okay.
Not Sophia.
Not me.
No,
I worked
at
a...
College.
MSS.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Over in Egan.
She loved it.
I did love it.
That's right.
And Matthew, actually, he went to
I did
a camp.
Oh, yeah, the boys' camp.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, out in 95, St. Croix.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't remember what it's called.
I forgot that you did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we drove him out there.
At Dunwoody.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Dunroven.
Dunroven.
Oh, yeah, is that what it is?
Dunwoody
okay,
is the
that's
school.
A college, Dunroven.
I did second cert for mine. I helped with the move from the Mendota to St. Paul.
Well, just so you know, second stork on Give to the Max Day, their goal was 22,000 or 21,000, and they made 22,000 with however many donors with the board.
100 donors.
It was really
wow.
secondstork.org. It was really
out of 100 donors. That's how much they made.
100 and, 100 and some. I don't remember what the number was, but
people were giving good money.
Jeez, yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Donate that money right to my
Gabe.
Bank
can you
account.
Sneeze for me? Gabe, please sneeze for me.
No, I did not. I have to go to work.
Oh, I have an article.
Oh,
let Gabe,
Gabe
go.
Can go.
Gabe,
you can
get up and go.
Gabe, stay.
What, are we
going
to stop the podcast?
No, you're just walking out of here.
Leave the door.
Give me a big hug. Come
on.
Big hug on the
air. I'm sorry. You're really getting on my nerves right now.
That's okay. So am I. I'm getting on your nerves.
Does anybody here know?
Have a good shift, Gabe. I love you.
Yeah.
Where the oldest general store is in Minnesota.
Widmer's.
I'm going
to. Racist Market? On St. Clair?
What?
No one knows what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. The oldest general store in...
Actually, in the entire country.
Oh, no, I don't know the entire country. Gabe, that door is closed.
It is in Marine on the St. Croix.
Oh,
I was going to say that. I was going to say that.
That was a cabin built in 1852 by Sven Anderson.
Shoot.
Uh-huh.
I wonder where he's from.
And it's, he opened, Judd Walker and Company opened the Marine General Store 172 years ago.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say Marine and St. Croix until you said the country. And I'm like,
it's one of the oldest in the
country.
Out
east?
I know.
Really?
But I saw this article, it came up on my Facebook, and I was like, we used to go there all the time before we'd go
there.
On the boat. Yeah, and it's rough, like... It looks so nice. Like, you would have no idea. I mean, I know that it's had, like, stuff done to it. You'd have no idea. That's the oldest, one of the oldest in the country.
Yeah, I love that store.
It's
yeah.
so cute. I mean, Marina and St. Croix, if you've never been, is absolutely adorable little place. But.
It is a destination that you should drive to for 95 or 14 if you're coming off of 35 and you go left. And it's downtown. There's a biker bar.
Yeah,
there's an ice cream place.
Bikers hanging out.
General store. And the general store has the bubbled floor because it's so old that it's nothing is straight. And it's just 100% charming. It's a great place to go.
Yeah.
Indeed.
The good old days.
Yep. Who else has... Anyone else have an article?
I don't have any article. It's the Vikings one. We're ready to... The Wild play in...
Oh, my gosh, right now.
Right now.
Right? So, we're ending this podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you for staying with us. Gabe has flown the coop. And we're... Mom, what do you have?
Dad.
Thanksgiving.
The best holiday.
What is your stress level?
9 out of 10. I'm feeling pretty good right now. Table's already set.
Wait, your stress level can't be a 9 out of 10 if you're feeling good.
Maybe that was a Freudian slip.
1 out of 10.
Right.
I'm hiding it well.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. Ask me tomorrow when it probably will be a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, the house looks really pretty already.
Yeah, it does.
Is Meals on Wheels happening?
No.
Ah.
And I'm upset. I'm about ready to go on strike.
Well, how about you help?
Well, I don't know how to
run
it.
I know. It's obviously too late.
Just so you do, bring something to Grandpa.
Yeah.
Thanks.
He's coming here.
Dad.
He needs exercise.
We'll have to pick him up, so.
We'll
be the wheels.
How excited are Matthew? How excited are you for Thanksgiving?
It's the best holiday of the year.
I love Thanksgiving.
Sophia?
Very excited.
Not only that, we've got Thanksgiving. We've got lots of wedding preparations.
Oh
we've
my
got
God, you're engaged. That's
engagement
right.
Engagement banger happening
the
on Saturday.
The week is full of wedding festivities, too.
Yeah.
It is.
I can't. Yeah, my whole week is planned for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actually, not really. I just get to kind of hang out.
You, might
you guys have a busy week.
I know, we do.
Mom
it's kind of stressing
is
me
Is Mom
going
to trim your hair a little bit, though?
No, I'm going to get it cut either tomorrow or Tuesday.
Are you going to Sport Clips?
You are so confrontational today. I don't know what you're doing.
I am not. I'm just having fun. I'm giving the needle. All right, let's wrap it up. I almost said sports talk.
We're
going to the bank here.
Rookie's family.
Thank you.
That's the name of the show.
Good to know you all.
It's Thanksgiving week version. We'll be back after Thanksgiving for a complete recap of the stuffing.
We post
I'm
the stuffing
so
recipe on Table Talks.
Just
social media.
If you Google Rookie's mother-in-law stuffing, it comes up right away.
Well,
your mom is a superstar. Your mom is a celebrity. She doesn't even know it.
Yeah.
Any more topics?
Matthew, we got the wild.
I'm kidding.
This is it.
All right.
Matthew,
my COVID update. My COVID update is
bye.
I have.
Will I be working from home this week?
Sorry.